A nearly 70% increase in water rates was eventually approved for residents of Riodel at a special meeting of the City Council. The September 22nd meeting began with an announcement by City Attorney Russell Gans that the Council had voted unanimously to accept a settlement with SHN Consulting Engineers for the lawsuit the City filed regarding the water infiltration gallery. Gans summarized the key terms of the settlement.
The principal terms of the release and settlement agreement involved SHN agreeing to release and provide to the city at no charge engineering plans and specifications prepared by them for certain improvements to the existing infiltration gallery. Those are deemed to have approximate value of approximately $50,000. SHN will also pay the city additional consideration in the amount of $100,000. Those proceeds to be earmarked in the water fund specifically for future improvement of the infiltration gallery.
The settlement reduces the costs of the anticipated repairs to the intake system, which were a part of the future costs affecting the water rate increase. A presentation on community choice aggregation, which involves the delivery of electrical utilities, was given by Redwood Coast Energy Authority. However, the standing room only crowd had come specifically for the debate and vote on the rate increase. The subject of energy alternatives may be brought back at a future meeting when it can be given more attention. The debate on the water rate increase by the council members devolved into a very lengthy monologue by Councilmember Jack Thompson, once again targeting Old Ranch Road customers. The water study that formed the basis of the rate increase included steep additional charges for residences being served by a secondary pressure zone, which includes the Dinsmore Plateau as well as Old Ranch Road. Thompson made a motion to revise the rate increase in order to put even more charges solely on the residents of Old Ranch Road. Thompson went on in length about the potential effect on some future development of the plateau. Fellow Councilmember Deborah Garnes clarified the concern of Thompson for future development.
Are we talking about future people that don't exist? Are we talking about something that currently does just not, there is not someone developing? There is no one telling you they're going to be like it. So I'm just asking. We're talking about hypothetical rate increase.
The council then took a 5-minute break and then returned to let the motion die for lack of a second. The meeting then was able to return to the actual rate increase on the agenda, but by then a number of residents had left during the break. The residents who remained expressed their concern over the steep increase on those with fixed incomes as well as its impact on future development in the city. The handouts provided by city staff were reviewed, although the comparison to other water districts included incorrect numbers overstating at least some of the rates. A motion was made by Councilmember Gordon Johnson to approve the nearly 70% rate increase, but spread out over 6 years, was passed unanimously. His motion stated that 50% of the increase would be applied in the first 2 years and the remaining 50% over the next 4 years. It is unknown if this will meet with the demands of the state for the city to adjust its rates and get back into compliance with past grants and financing agreements. The impact of the $100,000 settlement with SHN will also affect the final numbers used for the rate increase. City staff will be finalizing the numbers for the increase that was approved and present them at the next City Council meeting. The Prop 218 process would begin after that point, which includes a 45-day period for property owners to file written protests. It is anticipated that the increased rates will hit residents on their January 2016 utility bill. Video of the council meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Riodel City Council will be October 6th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.